Macmillan Audio presents Disturbing the Dead, written by Kelly Armstrong, read by Kate Hanford. Chapter 1.
What are your feelings on mummies?
I look across the drawing room table at Annis. We're in the middle of a brutal game of cards. Sure, I suspect cards and brutal should never be used in the same sentence, but this is Annis, who could turn Go Fish into a blood sport. This particular game is écarté, which is similar to whist, except it's for two people. While playing a card game with my boss's sister might seem like a reprieve from my housemaid chores, it's actually the opposite, because those chores aren't going anywhere. This just means I'll be stuck folding the damn laundry after I should be done with work and chilling. But what Annis wants, Annis gets. And if she demands I play cards with her, I don't have much choice. Okay, yes, I could refuse. After all, I'm not really a housemaid in 1869 Edinburgh. I'm a 21st century police detective who is, for reasons the universe refuses to divulge, trapped in the body of Dr. Duncan Gray's 20-year-old housemaid. Gray knows my story. His other sister, Isla, knows it. But they're not here, having abandoned me for some secret mission that I'm not pissy about at all. I'm stuck with Annis, who doesn't know my secret, and if I tell her that entertaining unannounced guests isn't my job, well, that isn't something a Victorian housemaid tells a dowager countess. So I'm playing écarté, and she's slaughtering me, despite the fact that I've actually been getting good at this game. No one plays like Annis. At least the bloodshed is only figurative. This time. Mummies? She waves a hand in front of my face. Are you listening to me, Mallory? What are my feelings on mummies? Have you been nipping whiskey while my sister is out? That might explain this. She waves at the cards. The only other explanation is that you feel obligated to let me win. I expected better of you. I ignore the jabs. With Annis, you choose your battles, or you won't stop fighting until you drop of exhaustion and she declares herself victor. I fear, Lady Annis, that I am a poor substitute for Dr. Gray and Mrs. Ballantyne. I do not travel in the proper social circles. And while I am certain there is some custom where one stops in the midst of a card game to ask one's partner's feelings on mummies, I do not know the appropriate response. Please forgive me, I am such a dunce. Her eyes narrow. No, you are rude, disrespectful, and sarcastic. Fortunately for you, I find those all admirable qualities in a young woman, so long as she is not my maid. Now, mummies. Your feelings on mummies. You are talking about Egyptian mummies, yes? This isn't some secret code among the nobility where mummies really means morphine? I have strong feelings on morphine. It is bad. Don't take it. There. Now I want to discard these. I slap down two cards. There is nothing wrong with a little morphine under the right circumstances. The problem is laudanum, which dulls the wits. That I cannot abide. But yes, I mean Egyptian mummies. Have you ever wanted to unwrap one? I blink. Did I hear that right? I peer at Annis, focused on her eyes, which seem as cobra bright as ever. No signs of whiskey or morphine. Have I ever wanted to unwrap a mummy? I say. And see what's underneath all those bandages. I relax. Right. I remember where I am. Victorian Scotland during the rise of the British Empire.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?